Today marks International Men's Day, celebrating the equality of men's rights and bringing awareness about domestic issues men face every day. AMNOU Bouquet reports on one little known problem that some men face.
When people think of domestic abuse, an image of a female victim comes to mind. But what about the male counterparts? Today, in a small conference room, the LA County Domestic Violence Council had a panel of three experts that discussed just that. Panelist Stanley Green of the Men's Health Network believes that the image of domestic abuse starts with what society portrays.
When you look at materials that are outreach for, say, a large government agency or a big corporation to hire, or a university recruiting students, the images they have are not always all of just a few people who look exactly alike. We don't very often see that kind of inclusive graphics when it comes to outreach on domestic violence issues.
A study from the Center of Disease Control and Prevention reported in 2010 that 40% of domestic abuse cases deal with men. Vice President for the National Coalition of Men, Mark Angelucci, says misconception causes men from reporting abuse.
I think the biggest misconception, since they're stronger, they can't really be victimized. And that's simply not true for many reasons. There are many disabled men. There are plenty of same-sex relationships. There are women who are very strong and involved in sports. And a lot of men don't want to hit back.
Panel attendee Fred McCall-Sourceful thinks that driving awareness about male abuse should start on college campuses.
One of the barriers that we face is that in colleges, there are virtually no services for men. When you go to a college and you look for service for female students, there are plenty of resources. But in every college, there are virtually none for men.
Little to no research has been done in the area about domestic abuse against males. But today's panelists hope that this discussion will spark more attention for abuse. AMNOU Bouquet, Annenberg Radio News.